It's the first blog of the month again, and if you've been following, you know the drill. For those of you who don't, my book, Finding Your Inner Moose, has 12 chapters, and I've decided to dedicate the first blog of every month this year to a chapter. Not too shabby, huh? My intention is to choose a little change or two from that chapter I can incorporate into my life, hoping it becomes a habit. We're on chapter 5, Tending the Roots, which is about friends and family. I don't know about you, but when I think about living the good life, I imagine myself surrounded by family and friends. They're what keep me grounded, or centered, as my niece Caitlin would say. They get my jokes and love me even when I'm cranky and out of sorts. They make me laugh, encourage me to try new things, and tease me when I stubbornly don't want to. And when the chips are down, I know they'll be there for me. If life is a tree, family and friends are the roots. I know I have to tend those roots in order for my tree to flourish. Now, I don't want you getting hung up with the word family here. I'm referring to whatever family means to you. It could be the family you were born into, the family you married into, or the family you choose. Heck, it could be you and your pet goldfish. It don't matter. Having family gives you a sense of belonging in this world, and no matter how far afield you go, you carry that feeling of home with you. Yet I don't have to tell you, we can get so busy in our everyday life that we lose touch with the very people that matter most to us. Who was the first person that popped into your head when you heard that? Write down their name. Go ahead, I'll wait. If you can't make a call right this minute, and I know you can't because you're listening to me, jot down a note to remind yourself. Then put it in your calendar. Or if they live close by, send them an email and start the ball rolling to schedule a time to get together in person. Keep at it. We're all busy, and coming up with a date that works for everyone can seem harder to achieve than peace in the Middle East, but hang in there. Nowadays, with Facebook and texting and the like, it's easy to fool ourselves into thinking that we're keeping up with folks. Call me old-fashioned, but there's a world of difference between liking your friend's photo of a trip to Bermuda and hearing her talk about it firsthand, the two of you cracking up as she shares her stories of sunburns and pina coladas and that cute bartender at the cabana. And you know what? I'm going to do it too. I'm going to call Carol Johnson. I saw her at a high school reunion a couple of years ago, and we had a great time catching up. I forgot how much of a kick I used to get out of her. She lives in California now, but I ran into her mom at the A&P, and she said Carol's coming home for a visit this summer, staying a couple of weeks. I'm going to see if we can't get together for lunch while she's here. Maybe go up to the lake for the afternoon. Wouldn't that be dandy? Who are you going to call? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.